On today's episode of The Sip, we're discussing our unpopular opinions, plus our craziest and most awkward celebrity encounters. I was playing with the ASMR before.
And apparently this does nothing for you.
It does absolutely nothing for me.
This fucking, like, honestly, like, it almost feels like I could be jacking off. Like, I feel it and I'm doing it for myself. Like,
I think the ice in my coffee is what hits for me.
Oh, like, literally, that just sent me, like, into a weird little sweat shiver.
Hello, you guys, and welcome back to another episode of The Sip. I'm so excited to have you here. I'm Ryland Adams, of course, joined by my best friend in banter. I listen to a podcast that says my colleague in banter.
I'm so sorry, Lizzie Gordon. I wish I could just say my name like a normal person, but it's like you hype it up so much that I'm like, say it good, and like say it right. And I'm just like, maybe it's just Lizzie Gordon.
It is a lot of pressure. I know that you told me that your name was among Lizzie McGuire, but I guess your maiden name, so the combination of the two is actually her name.
It just was just such a nightmare. My legal name is Lizzie McGarry. And I stopped going by McGarry because I would get, like, Lizzie McGuire. And then my grandpa's name is Gordon. So I was like, I'll take his first name for my last name, and my stage name will be Lizzie Gordon, because it also kind of sounds like Lizzie Borden. So some people think that they've heard of me before when they really haven't. It's just that bitch who gave her parents 40 whacks with an axe.
I haven't heard of that.
Wow. Lizzie Borden took an axe, gave her father 40 whacks. It's based on a true story of a woman named Lizzie Borden who murdered her family with an axe. I don't know. There's a movie about it that's beautiful. My friend Jay Hughley's in it, and it's great. It's called Lizzie. Check it out.
Okay, so my entire week has been consumed by our new little kitten. I know we mentioned that we had gotten a cat last week. We had adopted it from Trisha's boyfriend, Moses. And mm-hmm. We're really just, you know, taking our time. It's consuming my life, getting it acclimated to our house. You met it.
I did. You're such a cute freaking dad. It kills me. Like, you, the voice that you adopt when speaking to this kitty is the sweetest thing I've ever seen, because it's not patronizing. And I feel like sometimes parents can be patronizing to kittens, but you speak to it with respect and you're filling that little thing with esteem. Like, I love what you're doing for this kitten.
But sometimes I lose my cool, or patience, not my cool, my patience, because cats are not like dogs. I'm at my core a dog person, but yeah. I do love cats, and cats are a little more difficult because now, having had Cheeto and then Morgan got Cookie, you can't just release them into your house and hope for the best. You really have to get them used to first a safe space and then kind of expand them as you go. And uh-huh. Every once in a while, I kind of just lose my patience and I'm like, I want him to be best friends with all of our animals. And
love me more.
He is now like running around our house and stuff. When we put the dogs outside, him and Cheeto have become best friends. But when I decide it's time for him to take a second, I'll like go, and Shane's like, not with that energy. Just because I'm obviously frantic and ready for yeah. him to just be a part of the family.
And Joe was actually pointing out, he was like, but those dogs, like their energy, like they could accidentally love somebody to death. Like,
oh my God.
Crush them.
You're giving me tragic flashbacks. To...
Wait, did that happen?
My poor hamster is a childhood. He escaped his cage. This is graphic. I'm sorry.
What the fuck?
He escaped his cage, and our dog, there were no bite marks. I couldn't find him for a long time. And then we found him under the stair, and he was licked like he drowned to death because the dog was...
He drowned to death from kisses?
Yeah, the dog liked him so much and wanted to play with the hamster so much. Do I have to cut that out?
Is I don't know, so... but this is like low-key horrifying, and I might put it into something.
It was my worst day ever.
I'm so sorry for your loss, by the way. I'm just like, that's crazy.
But my dogs would not do that to the kitten.
No, the kitten's Honey, bigger than a hamster.
Yeah, and Honey's the one that's most infatuated with cats in general and yeah. small animals, but he would never attack. He just
it's
likes
never,
to play.
Yeah, they're not aggressive. I'm not mm-mm. saying your dogs are, they're very sweet. Like, I love when they lick me, like, and are in my business and like on me and holding me down and
right.
waterboarding me with love. Like, yeah. I'm here for it.
You're the only person. Well, yeah, I normally, when people come over, I'm like, okay, dog, stop licking them. But Lizzie embraces the licking.
Which I feel bad. I'm not great with boundaries or like enforcing anybody else's rules. Like,
With the cat, though, we, oh gosh, are the names for Uno and Cheeto came to us flawlessly, like nothing ever happened. And this cat, we've given it four different names, and we like call it, well, okay, we keep going back to Mario, so that's the top contender.
Yeah,
but we'll try out different names for like 3 day period. The last one was Tanuki, which is Mario's alter in Mario. And Tanuki, it was fun for a while, but then we just thought it wasn't it.
It's a little bit like you're reaching yeah. Like you're reaching for an artsy fartsy name for your cat. Like,
well, as its personality starts shining out more and more, it is a little bit bougie, so we were trying to think of bougie name.
Why not bougie?
And then I don't know if I love it for a cat name, but I'm open to everything.
Yeah,
I'll try it for a day.
Yeah.
Bougie.
Well, my dog's name wasn't his name when I first got him. Like, I was calling him Ernest for a minute.
That's pretty cute, honestly.
It's really cute. It was Ernest because my man's middle name is Ernest, and I wanted Bubs to be named after his daddy because I'm crazy. And then Joe just was like, no, he's a little Bubs. He's a Mr. Bubs.
So,
and I was like, oh, fuck, you're right. His name is not Ernest. But if you like look at his full ass name, it's like Ernest Beazelbub Hum Okay. Obviously.
Yeah.
Like, legally speaking, that's what it says on Mr. Bubbs's yearbook picture from high school.
We also then started watching a lot of Friends again recently and tried out Chandler, and we didn't land on that. So if you guys have any name ideas for a male cat, let us know. Shane gave him a bath the other day. It was so cute. And I also didn't show a picture in the last podcast episode because I was going to do a main channel video all about meeting our cat. But then I was like, well, I kind of need help naming the cat. So I thought I would introduce you here. If you're watching the video, then you can see his beautiful face and videos of him and Cheeto getting along for the first time. It's so precious. I like want to scream when they're chasing each other around the house. And oh, I just love it so much.
He's pretty cute. Like, I don't give a shit about cats, and I think he's adorable. Sorry. Like, but he's really cute.
Yeah, I am so excited. It's been so fun. Do you have anything going on with yourself?
No, I'm just tired, and I'm scared, and I've been like not sleeping because I'm crazy, and I don't think I should be allowed on TikTok anymore because it's going down dark fucking holes.
What are you watching on TikTok? So you can't sleep because of TikTok?
No, my For You page has become like this conspiracy theory, like terror pit. Like, all I see are like, birds aren't real, the government took all the birds out of America and replaced them with fake birds that have like drones for eyes, like they're watching us all the time like Big Brother, and lizard people are real, and if you're watching the news you can sometimes see a news anchor's eyes like blink and change to lizard on eyes really quick. So I'm just scared.
Well, my sister has been saying that these yellow birds that sit up in the palm trees above our house are government spies. She's been saying that for ever since we've moved in.
Yeah, see, there's a lot of shit going on TikTok that like really backs that up. And like, normal people are like, so I woke up this morning and there's a fake ass bird outside my window, and then they show you the fake ass bird and it's like
looks robotic.
And then there's this like,
seems crazy that they want to spy on a TikTok star.
She's not a TikTok star. That's the thing. Like, these are just normal people who are seeing, like, who are connecting these dots.
But here's my thing, and I'm going to debunk it right now, because if the government wanted access to us, they'd just go through the devices that we already hold on our bodies.
They have the access now, but this was like an old program.
So you the know birds are just still floating about. Yeah, collecting
our
information.
What are you going to do? Like, go spend another $1 trillion collecting all these fake ass birds out of these streets? And then I saw this other horrifying TikTok where this like couple's having an argument in a movie theater, and it's covered by like multiple different angles, like a security camera, cell phone footage, like a bunch of other things. And this guy is fighting with his girlfriend, and he grabs the girlfriend, and she shapeshifts on the spot into a man and then runs out of the theater. And I'm just like I'm getting hot and scared right now. Like, I don't know how to handle this in my life. Like,
I love that TikTok has the ability to make you scared as if you're watching a reality horror show.
Oh, like literally Joe has said, I'm no longer allowed to look at these things. I think I'm the problem. I think well, it's like, maybe I need therapy. I don't know.
You get what you go searching for, but
I'm not searching for it. They're putting it in my feed.
Well, sometimes if I don't want to be in a bad mood, I have to just like, okay, I'm not going to open Instagram or Twitter until like 3 p.m. today, because I know even if there's nothing negative on it, if for some reason it puts me in a bad mood. And speaking of Instagram, today I want to talk about some unpopular opinions. But first, if you haven't already subscribed to our YouTube channel, we're about to hit 100,000 subscribers, which is so exciting and means so much.
That's sick.
I'm trying to think because
I love how I don't even know this. I'm like, what?
Because our channel right now is called The Sip with Ryland Adams and Lizzie Gordon. I'm wondering if the plaque will have your name on it as well.
Oh, we get a fucking plaque?
Yes, once you hit 100,000 subscribers.
Oh my God. Can we get two plaques?
Nope.
But oh, that's not fair.
We'll hang it in the shed. And then if we ever retire the show, I'll give it to you.
Okay, that's cool. But I still feel like they should give us two.
Well, we can ask, but it's not ever going to happen.
They don't just give one Academy Award away for Best Picture. Everybody gets one.
Well, take it up with YouTube.
Okay, well, I'm going to need your contacts number because I will.
Okay, so my first unpopular opinion of the day is that I don't give a fuck about the Instagram update. I think I'm the only person that doesn't think the world is ending because Instagram updated their platform. Twitter, first of all, my Instagram has been updated for over a month. I must be in their beta phase because I still don't have likes on my Instagram and I haven't for maybe 8 months.
Yeah, I don't have likes either, but I was with you when mine updated. We were here in the shed, as we always are. And I was like, wait, I don't understand. Like, where did the things go? And you were like, oh, it's just up at the top. And I'm like, oh.
Oh, when it updated.
But that's it. You know, yeah, but that's it. It's like, it's just up at the top.
Yeah, and like everyone's having a full-blown meltdown that they can't figure out how to post a photo. It's like, swipe right. And you can post a story or a photo.
Oh,
it's
I guess like, I haven't tried to post a photo.
Those things will go away in 5 minutes after you've played with the app. Yeah. It's more so people that are freaking out that Instagram is ruining everything and they only care about money. And newsflash, they're a fucking business. And of course, all they care about is money. Like,
and if you care this much about an app update, maybe you need to take some time off the app.
Well, I think their argument would be that they make a living off of Instagram. But my counter argument to that is if you're no longer being featured on the Explore page as much as you once used to be, then somebody else is being. So it just means that somebody else is getting the platform, which is hopefully helping their business. But it's just like, yeah, I can't imagine. Well, I guess I'm getting angry, but I'm getting angry because everyone else is angry on the opposite side of the spectrum. But I can't imagine like opening my app and screaming that Instagram is ruining everything when it's just like, it's an app.
I mean, I've screamed about far less, so I'm not trying to pass judgment on, like, a person being enraged over very little. But, like, yeah, I mean, I don't get Instagram either. Like, I've never understood this thing, which is just weird. And, like, my dog is an Instagram celebrity, but I have no fucking clue how this shit works.
See, and yet I don't see you complaining about, and maybe that's the issue, is I'm not like an Instagram star, super popular on Instagram. Maybe I would be upset like if YouTube drastically changed their algorithm. But YouTube is monetized. Instagram isn't, unless you have a specific deal with them to do an IGTV weekly video.
Right.
And I know a lot of people promote their businesses through Instagram, but it's like, that's the way of the world. And I know that they put the little shop button, and my sister didn't make a good point. She was like, Instagram became the Mall of America. But yeah, I personally know a lot of people that have fallen victim to buying all the Instagram ads, and they like it. They like buying, like Trisha, she buys all the Instagram ads.
Like, she buys the products from the ads?
From the ads.
Okay.
Yeah,
because no, I get that.
They're like, so specifically catered to
your searches.
You because they know everything that you do.
Because they know
do.
Every thought and feeling you have.
So,
which brings me back to lizard people. We're all fucked.
I don't know what a lizard person is.
Oh my God, we'll talk about it after this, but like reptilians, greys, lizard people.
I know a few shapeshifters. People look like reptiles.
No, these are like straight up lizard people that are like in charge of everything. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
So I just didn't feel I didn't see the rage or understand why the internet was so up in arms. But my other unpopular opinion is that I'm decorating for Christmas early. However, in 2020, I don't know if it's that unpopular because I've been seeing, are your friends on Instagram decorating for Christmas besides me?
I mean, I love that you think I have friends besides you.
Well, you follow people. You don't have to be their friends to hit the follow button.
True, true, true. No, I mean, fuck, I don't know. Like, I've been, I swear to God, I've just been in a lizard people hole for days. Like,
so
I've
you're
seen
just
nothing.
Gonna keep dropping lizard people and not telling me what it is.
It's exactly what it sounds like. It's people suits over a lizard person.
And they coexist with humans.
They've been on the earth for a while. And they are pulling the strings behind the curtains. They are in charge.
And how do we spot them? Is it just,
I'll show you some clips after this, but there's like straight up clips where like a news anchor's eye will blink and for a fraction of a second, they're lizard eyes. And they're a lizard person.
Is that just like the AI getting really good? Because you know how the deep fakes have become so insane
internet? No, this is like on Fox News. This is like on CNBC. Yeah, but
is it a clip that was ripped and then manipulated?
No.
So
it's not.
I
have a lot of friends in post-production who are visual effects artists like of the highest caliber. And one of them is like, oh no, this shit's real. And I'm like, don't tell me that, Brandon. I'm scared.
I mean, we need an interesting twist to 2020.
Do we? You freak? What the fuck are you manifesting
well, who
for humanity?
Knows? Are they like going to hurt us, these lizard people?
I mean,
or
that's
are they
going to
make
point.
Society
think,
better?
And this is what Joe says to make
Glass
me feel
half
better.
Full.
This is what Joe says to make me feel better. He's like, they've been here for a minute. If they were going to fuck us up, they'd already have fucked us up. Like, did they fuck us up? Like, is coronavirus their thing? I don't want to start it.
These are conversations you force your fiance to have.
I mean, these are conversations I should never be having. Well, like,
so back to Christmas.
Yeah. No, I've seen no Christmas decorations besides
yours. You haven't.
And no, see, but I have heard a lot of people wanting not giving a fuck, like Kylie Jenner.
Oh, is her house? I mean, she's not decorating her house. She's hiring a...
Right, but she's Christmased out, and she already announced her collab with the Grinch, which, like, what, bitch? Like, how'd she get the Grinch on the phone?
I mean, that is a pretty epic licensing deal to get, but I think the whole thing is I'm going against everything I believe in decorating for Christmas early.
Yeah.
But I just feel as though 2020 needs a little Christmas
joy. A little
joy,
cheer.
A little more happy spirit. Going around. And now when I walk into the family room and see my Christmas tree and my Christmas decorations, I'm happier, so much more so than I used to be.
Well, then good for you. Fuck the popular opinion. Who cares?
Well, you know, it's like it's scandalous to decorate before Thanksgiving. You're not supposed to rip them out until Black Friday.
I mean, I don't know. I don't decorate either. Like,
you don't?
No. I don't decorate for anything.
You don't put up a Christmas tree?
No, I
don't
have a Christmas
monster.
Tree. What?
You're a lizard person.
Stop
if
it.
You don't care about Christmas, you're the lizard person.
Dude, like honestly, low-key, I would love to find out that I was a lizard person and I just never knew because then I'd be a lot less scared because I'm like already on that side. Like...
All right, well, let's jump into some hot topics. The first of which being Eva Mendez. She shared a graphic photo of, I guess, what can be described as a mono thread cosmetic procedure. Did you see the photo?
Yeah, I saw the photo. And that is exactly what it is. That's why it can only be described as that. Like, but I think that shit is sick. Like, that's pretty cool.
The photo alone, I mean, it went viral on social media because of how disturbing it looks and just
right.
So invasive.
I guess most people aren't into things like that.
Well, I guess if you're a regular Botox goer, it might just be another Tuesday. But
no, that is a lot more invasive than Botox. That's a lot of needles stuck in your face at one time. And for a few days after, I'm pretty sure you can actually see the threads.
Oh, my God.
Like under your skin because they dissolve at a certain point, but it's like, and you get these little dimples.
I'm having a
does
hard,
this work for you?
I'm
are
having
you turned
a hard,
on?
I'm having, oh my God.
Don't do it. I swear to God. Like, are you, I never can tell if you're like playing it up for the camera or what, but that does sound
very much
like your vomit voice.
I'm never
now.
Playing up my gagging. It's never going to be
I will
fake.
Fucking leave.
But the thing is, if you're not watching the video version, Eva Mendez, so she was at a cosmetic studio. What do they call these places?
It sounds like her friend opened up a medical spa at her house. And so this post was really about her promoting her girlfriend's business.
Yeah, but if it did anything, it made me want to run away from any cosmetic procedure ever. And
oh, wow.
There
she looked kind of tranquil to me.
There were like 7 or 8 different needles plunging into where like your Adam's apple would be if you were a man on her neck. And I guess
like going down from her chin, down her like...
And the point
throat
is
her
what?
Actual
it,
neck.
It releases collagen or something that then fills out your wrinkles and gives you a surgery-less facelift.
Yeah.
I thought it would be fun to explore what we would change about ourselves if we could change anything with nothing holding us back.
I mean, yeah, that's funny considering I literally have an appointment at a medical spa tomorrow.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you.
But okay, let's start with what you already get done. Botox, we know.
And I do a tiny bit of filler.
Oh, okay, so those do the same thing, I'm assuming?
No, filler plumps
your lip.
Anywhere you put it.
And then the other is a similar paralysis. To yeah.
It just
Botox.
Basically makes it so that I don't go like super crazy.
Watching any of the videos of people injecting anything into their face, mm-hmm. the possibility of something potentially going wrong is enough for me to say, no, thank you. Combined
yeah.
with the fact that they tell you not to move a lot or work out or lay flat after you get it because it could paralyze movement in your face forever if it gets into the wrong crevice.
Because it is like a foreign substance that you're putting into your face. They just don't want it to like spread or leak to a place that you didn't intend for it to be.
Okay. I mean, I guess it's good if they err on the side of caution because it does take a while for those things to reverse. Would you consider going under the knife for an actual surgery to change anything to your body?
No. For me, it's like I don't want to wake up and not recognize myself. Like, I just got fillings in my teeth and it felt weird having a different bite for like 15 minutes. And I was like, I don't know who she is anymore. Like, I couldn't wake up with like a different jawline or like a different nose. I can't relate to that or wanting that.
Yeah. And for me, mine were always like, if I were to change anything, I have like crow's feet because I laugh and smile a lot. So I would hit that up with some Botox if I was afraid. But there's also a part of me that thinks it shows character if I can embrace it. Because my biggest insecurity used to be my teeth until Shane was convinced me that it was more of an identifier and something that was...
It's beautifully human and unique. Yeah, and I agree with you on what you're saying. Like, I think that it's kind of a tragedy that there's not a lot of mainstream women that we can look at and say, like, oh, that's a natural woman. That's a natural age progression.
I think
like,
because there's always been so much pressure on beauty standards, which if we're giving anything to Generation Z, who really... throws me for a loop
if we're
half
giving
of the time.
Anything to them. Give them something. Give them a bone.
Well, I will say,
they definitely need more participation awards. Like, let them have it. I'm just kidding.
Time will tell.
Shit about a Gen Zer. I don't have friends that are that young.
Time will tell, but I feel like they might be the first generation that goes against all of this. Who knows?
Yeah.
But I feel like Botox will always be something that's mainstream because it's not so serious and the benefits are very great. I don't know if I would ever go under the knife for anything cosmetically.
I think it's shocking that I even have tattoos or do Botox or any of that because I have a severe needle phobia. Like if I have to go get my blood drawn, they have to give me a Xanax. They have to physically hold me down. I straight up kicked a huge nurse in the chest one time when he was coming at me to draw my blood. And I literally was saying, I'm so sorry. Like the entire time I was like, no, I'm sorry. It's not me. I just get back. Like literally couldn't stop myself from straight. This is Sparta 300 kicking a huge man in the chest and sending. And I was being held down at the bottom.
But you're fine getting needles shoved into your face.
I mean, it's weird. Like there's a weird dichotomy of my like irrational fear because I also have this syndrome where I faint a lot. And if you faint in public, like
you do not faint just out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Just fall to the ground.
Oh, it's so embarrassing.
How long does it? Sorry, I've never fainted. So I hope this isn't
insensitive. Mine's a little bit different. So like I have this syndrome that's called like vasovaso. I say it wrong. So don't come for me. It was diagnosed by a doctor. This is not a self-diagnosis. But randomly, my blood pressure will just plummet, will just drop. And then I drop, like I faint. And it kind of almost even looks like a seizure because my muscles will tense up and my eyes do roll back. So before they diagnosed it, they thought I had seizures and I wasn't able to drive for a little while. I had to get the full-blown seizure test where you can't sleep for a little while and they put these things all over your head and they just like try and induce a seizure, which is hell. That's a whole nother story I'll have to tell you about because there was a train ride involved and like an iguana, but it's too much for right now. I've already forgotten what the fuck this started with. Oh, I pass out. Yeah, so I have a thing with fucking needles, but like the last time I fainted, I was actually on a modeling job that was on camera. And when I came to, I was like, this is what the dress looks like on the floor. And then with Botox, it's like I want the effects of it so badly that I'll man up for it. But
that
like
masks the the fear.
Yeah, but I still faint. Like, I fainted both times I got my Botox.
And how is it just typical for the doctor, maybe, so they know that it might be coming? There's a needle in your face and you're just on the table.
I'm so used to it, the fainting, that I know what it feels like when it's coming on, and I know exactly when it's going to happen, and, like, I can call it. Like, when I got my belly button pierced, I straight up told the piercer, I was like, I'm out. And she was like, what? And I was like, I'm out.
And how long do these typically last for? Like, what?
Well, the piercer pulled out some sniffing salt and just broke this little, like, packet in front of me. And I came to, and she was like, never have I ever had a client who told me they were about to pass out. And I was like, you're welcome.
I love being self-aware. Well, moving on to Harry Styles. He was trending over the weekend for being the first solo male to ever cover Vogue, which was shocking to me.
Yeah.
That there has never been a man. He rocked a Gucci gown on the cover of Vogue.
Yeah, love
and
that.
Inside of it, he was wearing almost all female clothing. What really did shock me the most, because I think he looks great, I'm all about a man wearing woman's clothing. If you watch my YouTube channel, yeah. I do it all of the time.
Yeah.
What was more shocking to me is, I don't know if he's ever come out as gay, and maybe he's not gay, maybe he's bi, maybe he's on a spectrum. It doesn't really matter to me, and it's also none of my business. But the amount of straight women I saw on Twitter was surprising to me, that were suggesting how much they were turned on by it or wanted to sleep with him because of it, which I really thought was...
I don't think Harry Styles needs a dress to want, like, for a woman to want to fuck him. Like, he's just like a hottie patati.
He's gorgeous.
Yeah.
But on the flip side of that, it was shocking to me the amount of, I guess, quote unquote, straight women that were flawning over him in women's clothing, because it's just not, it's not the standard, it's not the norm,
right?
And I feel like, me as a gay man, if I do that, like, girls can be like, yes, or you look so good, but do they want to sleep with that? And so I think him doing this and it being sexy and something that looks good and he rocks confidently, I think that says so much, and I think it's so cool.
Yeah, I think it's, I just, you know, like you, I've never understood why someone's sexuality or gender is defined by the clothing that they wear, because such a large part of the argument is, like, pink doesn't make you female, but as babies, we condition girls to be, quote, girly because we put pink around them, and we make boys think that blue has to be their color of choice, like, even down to gender reveal parties, where it's like, if it's a girl, it's a bow, but depending on what the guy is, it's like, is it going to be tools or bows? Is it going to be baseball or bows? And it's like, I don't think that any of those things have ever been legitimately accurate in predicting someone's masculine or femininity.
Yeah. And I mean, similarly, Jason Momoa was trending over the weekend because he rocked a different magazine wearing all pink. He had, like, a pink scrunchie in his hair. And people were all up in arms about that, too, both positive and negative. But he then came out about it and just said, I've always loved pink, and I'm secure enough in my masculinity to think that I look great in pink.
Yeah, and
he does.
Fucking cares?
Yeah. And outside of that, it's just so insane to think that because a man is wearing a dress, it makes him less
of a man. Yeah, no, I mean,
anything,
I think it's a fucking trip.
It takes a more confident man to be able to rock something that is not typically praised
in society
and feel confident in doing so.
Yeah.
And the cover reads, anytime you're putting up barriers in your own life, you're limiting yourself. So that was a quote from Harry Styles. So I just think all of these standards are so insane, and whatever you feel comfortable doing, do it. And because
they're also so fucking arbitrary, like, in what world? You know what I'm saying? Like, why does it that I don't wear a lot of dresses. I'm a woman. I am a woman. Like, that is who I am and what I identify as.
And I think everyone can relate to having an article of clothing that makes them feel confident. So why does it matter what that is? If you feel like something shapes your body in a way that makes you feel good about yourself, more power to you. And I think that comes across when Harry's in these photos, because there is a very masculine air to him even while he's wearing these dresses. Not that it matters, but it's just all of it.
Like, this is going to sound crazy, but, like, I felt the most confident I've ever felt when I dressed up as a shrimp for Halloween. I felt so good about myself in that outfit that I didn't want to take it off. And my fiance came to get me before bed because I was sleeping, like, with my little shrimp suit on and my little wig on. And he was like, you need to take that off and come to bed. And I was like, but I want to keep living like this forever.
Something that I thought was really odd was, even, have I told you the story about when Shane was shopping for my engagement rings.
I mean, you have, but you can tell it again.
Oh, I don't know if I told it on the podcast or not, but yeah. I just thought it was so insane that when he was shopping, he was looking for like women's engagement rings, the one that have a diamond sitting on top. Yeah. And at like 4 out of 5 stores, the staff or the people that worked there were telling him, well, you can't do that for a boy. Like, that's just something.
So wait,
that...
I forgot this detail. They straight up said, you cannot do that for a boy.
They were like, this isn't something that men do, that men wear. Like, this isn't something that you should be buying for a man.
Yeah, you and don't know he, my man, though.
He just straight up walked out of those stores.
Good
but it's
him.
So crazy. Like, a diamond ring is not something that's cheap. Who are you, A, to turn out yeah. anyone from buying something?
And also, what kind of a sales girl are you when you're telling a man who's trying to drop some coin on some shit that you get a commission
That's
on
what I
not
mean.
To do it?
It's just all so crazy. All right, you guys. So we had an outfit change just so you could... see the Ryland merch in live action. But for this next segment, it was actually inspired by Lizzie. I wanted to do our craziest celebrity encounters because I feel like when you move to Hollywood, it's like rite of passage to be curious about the celebrities among us.
Yeah, chase them down, find them.
Get the star maps.
Know their address. Know their behavioral patterns, their schedules, what they drive, when their kids go to school, when they pick them up, if they pick them up.
There's something very, you're so curious and you have yeah. to do it when you live here. And even sometimes still, I get starstruck when I'm checking out at the store and I see somebody that I really like. I'm like, oh. It was always when I was working and celebrities came in that was the most challenging because they're stuck with you.
Right.
I literally was waiting on Reese Witherspoon and I thought my world was going to end. I went and she had ordered an iced tea lemonade and it came out of a carafe. So you had to like pour it into her glass. And I literally was shaking. I thought I was going to spill it all over her beautiful dress, but she was so delightful and I was honored to wait tables on Reese Witherspoon. I would let her do anything to me, honestly.
I would too. I would do unspeakable things if she told me to. When I met Jake Gyllenhaal, I told him it would be nice to miss him. And then I said, wait a minute, I don't know you, so I can't miss you, but I'm sure I will.
I think you can miss a celebrity. I mean,
I was trying to say nice to meet you. And I just floundered.
I just not rocketed because...
And he like just came into this restaurant and I was sitting there and I turned purple and my goddad was like, are you okay? And I was like, no, dude, like be cool. Jake Gyllenhaal just walked in the back door.
Well, what I've really been waiting on from you is your Shia LaBeouf story because you...
Well, that's him. That's on him.
You gave me the headline and I was like, shut up. Tell me on the podcast because I want my first experience with this story to be right now.
Yeah, Shia is my fucking stalker. That man is stalking me.
Stalks you?
Me.
Okay, plot twist. I thought this segment was about us stalking them.
No. I've done some creepy shit in my day, but I swear to God, Shia is on my tail.
I would do some weird things to have Shia LaBeouf stalk me.
I mean, I have wondered if it's all just coincidental, if this is like a sign from God or my simulation that Shia and I are supposed to collaborate or something. But yeah, no, Shia, I have this weird, for years now, I've bumped into Shia LaBeouf anywhere, like super random places. It's not like we have the same doctor or like the same lawyer or like we like a restaurant in common. Like it's just super random placements all over Los Angeles over years. Like it's happened 3 times. I was telling somebody else that Shia stalks me because we've bumped into each other like all these times all over LA. And I'm like, something's up. Because he's starting to act like he knows me when it happens.
Wait, like, so do you ever have encounters with him? Like, do you guys exchange words?
We've exchanged words one time. We bumped into each other at like getting coffee. And it's literally, it's like a boom. Oh, sorry. Oh, Shia LaBeouf. Crazy. Like, that's the 4th time this has happened in 5 years. Like, that's, what are the odds? And like, I was with this girl who knew him and she goes, oh, Shia, like, you know, my friend Lizzie, right? And he goes, yes, I do.
What?
And I was like, you don't. Like, I remember bumping into you because you're fucking famous, but like, there's no reason why you should remember bumping into me.
Was he just improvising and being polite?
Well, that's what I assumed the first time it happened. I was like, he's doing that, oh, good to see you again, polite choice of words. Uh-huh. And I was like, whatever, it's weird. I didn't bring up anything. That was the end of the exchange. Cut to last year, I had a girlfriend who called out sick from work to go see Peanut Butter Falcon.
Uh-huh.
And I was telling her this story. And then I felt like, ah, shit, like I'm a liar. Like I'm totally embellishing this to some degree, but like I'm not embellishing it. It just feels like a lie. And it feels like I'm crazy when I say that I think Shia thinks he knows me. I'm telling her this story on the phone. I'm literally driving my 1996 beat to shit Honda Civic that I call the piss missile, which I have to drive with the windows down because the previous owner did a self tint on it that like boiled off in the heat. So I'm driving with the windows down. I have no hubcaps. Like, this thing doesn't even have a tape deck or a CD player or an aux cord option.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm smoking and I have no makeup on because I've been a PA all day and I'm a mess. And Shia LaBeouf is standing at the fucking crosswalk. And I was just like, what are the odds that I'm talking about Shia LaBeouf feeling like a liar? And there he is. And then he straight up starts waving. And I'm like, he's not waving
at me.
You look
behind you.
I'm like, yeah, I'm like, who's in my car with me? Like, who's he fucking waving at? Like, there's other cars at the stoplight. And I'm just sitting there. He starts crossing and he gets more extreme about it, waving. Hey, girl. I know you.
Shut up.
Swear to fucking God. He starts saying, I know you, girl. Where do I know you from? And I'm just like, you don't really, like, no, like, you don't really know me. I'm just like, Starbucks, maybe, like, but like, that happened. He's like, how are you? And I was like, good, like, light's green, I gotta go, but like, let's do this again in 9 months, maybe? I don't know, but it's weird. But so Shia is fully fucking stalking me.
So do you think we can get him on the podcast?
God, because... I'd love to get him on the podcast. I think he's brilliant. I think he's a tortured soul, and I think he would be a really dope conversation.
Yeah, and he is so fascinating, and I do believe he's so talented. I would love nothing more than to talk to him. So next time he waves you down.
Oh, I'm gonna stop him.
And say, hey, I have a podcast.
I'll be like, you do know me. Come to my podcast. Like.
Oh my gosh. Well, I used to stalk out the Nickelodeon stars.
Ooh.
Hate to admit it.
I hope they were adults.
It's because I wasn't even an adult. It's right when I moved to Hollywood, and I moved to Sunset and Vine. Like, I was living in the heart of
the city.
Scary Hollywood. Well, I mean, Hollywood is weird because one block can be really nice, and then you can go one block over, and
it's like, ooh, don't wear open-toed shoes over there.
A couple of times, the parking garage across from me was completely sectioned off because there had been shooting. Like, always something crazy was happening in Hollywood. But the Nickelodeon Studios was literally across the street from me, so I would do like my morning walk around the block to see, because they would always film Victorious and iCarly and all of those shows out in, they had like a patio, I guess, that was played as their school patio or something. So they were always out there filming. And when they weren't actually recording, they would just be hanging off out to the side, which is like on Sunset Boulevard, very accessible
out in
to the
open,
public.
For those of us who want to be friends with Nickelodeon stars.
Well, I wanted to be on Nickelodeon more than I wanted to be friends with the stars. And I had auditioned multiple times, so I would just go by and walk by and
manifest it.
Yeah, manifest my future. Never happened. I auditioned maybe like 7 times for a guest star part. Never got it.
Oh,
wonder
baby.
Why.
It's okay. You're great in other ways.
So there's the Tender Greens also right next to it. And so I was walking into lunch one day, and Victoria Justice, who was the star. This is at the time where Ariana Grande
was her co-star.
A famous pop star. Yeah, Ariana was.
With fake red hair. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Victoria Justice was the it girl of Nickelodeon. She's walking out of Tender Greens. I'm walking in Tender Greens. I didn't even watch the show yet. I saw her and I just said, I love you. Like, I don't even love her. I just, like, I didn't, I was like, you're famous. I don't know what else to say.
You just bursted.
She was like, thank you.
Oh my God.
I just kept walking. And then I later on, when I was doing entertainment news, I obviously ran into, she didn't remember me, but I played it cool, you know?
I had a weird thing like that with Amy Poehler.
Oh.
I was at a movie screening that was like a private affair for like this Aubrey Plaza movie, and a friend took me as her plus one.
Uh-huh.
And I was standing in line to like get a free popcorn, and this tiny blonde woman was standing in front of me, but I didn't realize who it was because I didn't have my glasses on and I'm blind without my glasses. And she turned around and it was Amy Poehler, and I literally just went, sorry, and then left. Like, left the line, like screamed in her face, apologized, and then bailed.
Well, with that, don't be us. Don't be crazy and stalk people. If you run into them, I think it's appropriate to ask for a photo. Definitely never get close enough to somebody's house where you go knocking on the door.
Yeah, I would never knock on a door.
No, that crosses
but
the
I would
line.
Tap a shoulder.
I thought before we leave, it still is just so fun that people are enjoying the podcast and rating and reviewing the show.
Can I read one too? What I've waited for. Sharkfin 478. This podcast is a podcast I can't sleep with. I laugh so hard that it makes me awake. The chemistry between the two is genuine and it's funny. Lizzie is such a mood. And I'm glad Rylan chose her as his co-host. Thanks, me too. I love it and look forward to it every week. Thanks, Sharkfin, for being what I've also waited for in this life.
All right, you guys. Well, I thank you so much for watching the show, supporting the show. It means so much to both of us now that we're, you know, off and running. I feel like we're getting a little more comfortable as we move forward. If you want to follow us on social media, we're at The Sip on Instagram, and you can also follow both of us personally.
If you want to take close-up screen grabs of my feet and put them on WikiFeet, that's totally cool. I get it. I just wanted to plug that.
And with that,
do we need to get a close-up of the feet really quickly, Chris? Do you need to just... I'm getting a pedicure after this because I need to nibble these cuticles off, but like, if anybody wants to do anything about putting these bad boys...
on display.
Yeah, I'm tired of waiting. My time has come. Put these feet on the fucking internet.
All right, you guys, we'll see you next Wednesday. I love you very much. Goodbye.
And that's the sip.
It's the worst. I don't think we should keep it going.
We have to keep it going.
I don't think we have to do anything. Like, I really think it's the worst, but I also, like, love it.